And welcome to another episode of Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine on BBS Live, BBS Radio Live, and the date of today is 3 November 2007. My name is John Kudus from the Netherlands. I have today a guest. His name is John Consemulder, and he has a website called healingsoundmovement.com. That is his website, healingsoundmovement.com. And he might be regarded as a spiritual scientist, an energetic musician, a musical producer, and electronic composer. His latest CD is Liquid Geometry. He has graduated in neuropsychology and is a passionate spiritual interest in healing sound and relation between sound, light, and geometry on a deeper levels. The human brain, the parapsychology, fundamental aspects of our reality, including esoteric and the occult matters. He writes articles and books. For example, he wrote articles for the magazine of Parapsychology and Prana. And the upcoming book, soon to be published, thanks to Ank Hermes, on January 2008. And the name of that upcoming book, that also will be in English available, is Blueprint, the Multidimensional Reality of Creation and Manifestation. John Consemulder gives lectures and PowerPoint presentation on spiritual centers on the subjects. He talks about zero-point energy, ether physics, structured water, spiritual DNA regenics, psychoneuroimmunology, it's kind of difficult, the real essence and intelligence of non-local healing, crop circles, biophotonic light research, scalar electromagnetic phenomena, and he's especially fascinated by magnetism and fields and vibration of cymatics from Hans Jenny, the power of sound. Sound healing, light, and scalar electromagnetics. So go to the website healingsoundmovement.com to find everything about him. And his his latest CD is Liquid Geometry. CD is on soundstrue.com. Soundstrue.com. There you can see the latest CD of John Consemulder. Welcome to the show, John Consemulder.
Ah, there.
It's kind of impressive what you do. It's more than just one topic. I guess we can talk for hours. But let's start the introduction from.
Yes.
Yeah. What is your focus? The latest development is, of course, your new book soon to be released, but can you in short tell me what is your latest developments in your work in the Netherlands?
Yes. Well, the nice thing is you already mentioned the CD Liquid Geometry, which is indeed released by Sounds True worldwide. Sounds True is a spiritual esoteric publishing company who are home for people like Deepak Chopra, Lynn McTaggart, Ken Wilber, but also sound healers, Tom Kenyon, Jonathan Goldman, and so on. So it's a bit of an honor for me to be on that list, actually. But the cool thing is that CD is also included in a multimedia kit of the artist called Janosch. He's getting quite famous all over the world, actually, with his, you might call multidimensional and holographic projections, and he gets those images and codes and intentions from an Arcturian technology and an Arcturian entity, so actually an ET presence, and he gets those downloads, let's call it like that, and he puts them in sacred geometry. So it was very nice that he absolutely loved my music, and at the same time Sounds True was listening to my music and loved it. So that came together, so that CD is also included in his newest kit called Sacred Geometry, Unlock Your Potentials with the Keys of the Arcturians. And a nice synchronicity here, because when things are supposed to happen, they happen for their reason, because that same company who's releasing that one is also Sounds True, and they will probably be also the company who are going to do the book Blueprint, which is now in Holland and Belgium through Ank Hermes, with CD, by the way. That's about what I call the real reality of light, sound, and energy, the fundamental vibrations underlying what we call reality, actually. And they're going to do the book worldwide in the English language with CD also.
And you also go to crop circles to record recordings of the crop circles themselves and then mix it in your music.
Yes, my idea was, after hearing that Coca-Cola, which is of course prohibited now, but actually still done, what Coca-Cola did in the past was use subliminal images into commercials and everything. So that goes so fast that the human brain doesn't process it in a conscious way, but the neurons process it in a subconscious way. So after people saw a movie or whatever, they all came out in the break and started to drink Coca-Cola. They're statistically significant more than other drinks. So that really works. Then I thought, okay, this is like the, let's call it, black magic way of doing things with intention and subliminal codes. What if I do it on a non-local healing way? So if crop circles really have a presence of cosmic energies, or fields of sound, light, vibration, it doesn't really matter if I can hear it, if I can smell it or can see it. Maybe not a psychic would see a whole sphere on top of that crop circle or can feel and sense the electromagnetic changes. What does matter is if the field is there and if the code is in that field, in the energy, I have recorded it on a mobile audio recorder and just put it out in my music. So I mixed it. The silence of that crop circle between bracklets contains high energy fields, of course. So my intention was to mix it in the music and resonate it out through the world in the music, because music is a universal language. And when you play it, the vibration gets transduced again and can be able to resonate again into our DNA and in our consciousness. So that's the idea, to create a global consciousness sphere throughout music, which you can do perfectly because sound is a carrier wave of consciousness, we now know. So with these fields of consciousness created by, well, big question mark, but maybe we know who, in the crop circle field. So that's the general idea, yes.
Yes, as you know, I'm researching crop circles for a long time, and I've even been in a crop circle myself in the Netherlands that I invoked. The next day it was there, so it's kind of funny. James, similar stories as other people that talk about that you can actually ask for it, and then maybe you will have an experience with a crop circle. But I want to say something about crop circles. I always thought when I was watching those symbols that they trigger the subconsciousness, and I guess that you are into that too, that maybe there's something activating part of our DNA that is unlocked or is dormant, waiting to be triggered.
Yes, actually, I do think so, because you have multiple things going on here, is my idea. You have something called sacred geometry, because actually, like Jonathan Goldman used to say, sacred geometry is, in a way, sound, because with sound vibration, you create form. That's what the field cymatics is showing us as actual proof that the real objects in our three-dimensional world, actually a multi-dimensional world, of course, but with our limited bandwidth, we might call it a 3D world for most people. But it forms geometry by the underlying vibration, which is the underlying vibration of sound and higher frequencies of light. So that's one, but also on sound and light, like a laser, you can, let's call it, imprint informative signals. So there's a field called scalar electromagnetics. Maybe you know the term, but other people call it torsion waves. Those are the Russian occult scientists.
Torsion fields,
Galiaev. Yeah, and you also can call it Tesla waves, of course. A lot of people know his work of Tesla. But you, to put it simple, you can put intention, words, vibration, sound, music onto that hidden internal component of electromagnetics, which hasn't been reinstated yet in the faulty theory of electromagnetism, which we now have, especially according to someone called Thomas Bearden. Well, actually, if you can do that, and we can, as Emoto's work is showing, Glenn Ryan's work is showing, and other scientific studies are showing that you can even influence DNA on a distance by showing someone an emotional movie or some arousal gets going on, and the DNA responds simultaneously, that is, without time and space. So as if it just goes around time and space in another dimension, instead of really having to travel towards the object, the DNA of the saliva of someone's out of someone's mouth, for instance. So we can see that intentions and non-local on a distance action is real, also scientifically. So my thought was, well, if those codes can be imprinted onto sound, onto light, onto cosmic energies, which we now know are for real, then that could be the triggers in those crop circle fields. Because if you look at the crop circles research, especially the work of Dr. Levengood, for instance, you see actual changes in the soil, in the crop itself. And my theory is, well, we have water. We know that from Emoto's work. 70% of our body is water. 70% of our planet is water. We can find water throughout the universe. So if you can imprint informative signals, like a blueprint and an information carrier, which water is, by the way, because it can carry those electromagnetic blueprints and it reinforces sound 5 times. So think of that when you look at your body and know that intentions and words and uttered speech, which is like the occult manifestation of sound in a way, which makes creation and manifestation possible in talking about the occult way of seeing things, you can really imprint with sound and light. So if there is a higher intelligence, call it maybe our consciousness, our higher selves, because like you said, you can co-create, you can just meditate on something and the next day the crop circle is there. It's crazy, but it works like that. So there's something going on with earth energies, our human consciousness, and in my opinion also some extraterrestrial influences of giving us information for the coming next years and the coming ascension and the changes which are really happening also in the cosmos, scientifically speaking. So if those people, if those intelligence who are also involved in this process know about the basic codes, what I call the real reality of the underlying vibration of sound, light, energy, numbers, geometry, and so on, and the influence on water and matter, of course, which we now know from quantum physics, is also energy, then if someone knows those real holographic and multidimensional codes, the basic codes of our consciousness and matter, then you can imprint them on the same signals where everything is comprised of sound, light, and energy. So yes, so I like think they can put that.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like a new form of communication and understanding of who we are, and that we're actually going back of what we actually supposed to do. Like we have, of course, multidimensional beings that we are, and that we having a limited human experience, and we're not, so-called beings having a, we're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're actually spiritual beings, multidimensional, having a limited human experience, and that's what we find out now. To find what is our origins, who are we really? And I think that connects with you. And I must say, there's a website called primaryperception.com of Cleve Baxter. And he talks about that too, some experiments he has done with many, many different living cells that can, in non-local communication between living cells, including what you can donate, indeed, what you mentioned. So, indeed, there is a website, primaryperception.com, from Cleve Baxter, and he's for over 30 years doing research in the secret life of plants and biocommunications. I think you heard about him.
Yes. Isn't he the same guy who did a military experiment which was mentioned in the book The Isaiah Code, he's also, it sounds true, Greg Braden. He has a new book, something with the Matrix in it. I'm not sure what the title is again, but he writes about a military experiment with DNA on a distance, I believe, with even an atomic clock put beside it to see that there's really no delay in the changes of that substance on the study and the changes in the person itself with whom the connection is over a long distance. And I believe even over a distance of 30,000 miles, there still were reactions immediately. So that's amazing. And I also know about the Secret Life of Plants book with even the intention of cutting the leaves already giving a galvanic skin response in the plants. So talking about influence of intention over distance between consciousness, because the same thing you can do with a paranormal session like Eduard van Wyk is doing, which is a colleague of Professor Popp, who has done the biophotons research, which is also mentioned in the field, and I believe in a new book also, Intention Experiments, because there are one-cell organisms, well, normal science would say they don't have consciousness sometimes, or they don't even have a neural system. But when this system is responding in a change of its light fields because someone enters the room, or when two people start a conversation, or even stronger, when there is a psychic, let's call it a paranormal helping situation between two people, so a psychic healer in the room, that one cell organism, which we think it doesn't have any consciousness whatsoever, responds by changing its internal light fields. And we all know we are literally light beings because our bodies and our DNA in itself can literally produce frequencies, but also receive it and transform those frequencies, like in the form of cancer, for instance, those frequencies get transformed. So it's really about the coherent light, like a laser signal, which works in our bodies. And I think these are also the informative signals, again, sound, light, energy, which crosses the boundaries of our bodies, because we think we have boundaries, but our bodies are really like comprised energy, but there's more going on besides and outside our bodies, and that makes the communication between everything possible, because everything is connecting with this field of sound and light, these scalar waves of what you might call the zero-point energy or the vacuum or whatever you want to call it, chi, prana, odd, orgone. It's all practically the same life energy which connects all and permeates all. That's how I see it.
Maybe we are frozen light. I have another question. I see that you are graduated on neuropsychology. Can you, in short, explain what it means?
Yeah. Neuropsychology is a special division in psychology which looks at the biological determinants of behavior. So what I did was study psychology and human behavior and emotions and intentions while focusing on the brain, the neurohormones, the neurotransmitters. And the first step actually into this field of the more fundamental forms of vibration was something that's indeed a difficult word, psychoneuroimmunology, which simply states mind over matter. And I found out that you could even influence your immune cells just by suggestion, visualization, affirmations, biofeedback, conditioning, humor, and people got better, or at least got a statistical significant change. So that was my first step of seeing that there's some kind of energy of thoughts, of mind, of soul, whatever you want to put to it. And I wasn't even sure about the multidimensional holographic reality back then, but I got my hints. And then I knew, okay, this is also going to parapsychology and parapsychological phenomena and the multidimensional world and the stuff psychics are made of and those psychic experiences. So that was my first clue that all those substances, although important and for in biology and psychology very fundamental, are not fundamental at all. We are more electromagnetic beings than we are chemical beings or beings of substance. Because those sound and light signals, like scientists Iona Miller and also the Russian Gariev are saying that chromosomes are like a holographic lattice where sound vibration, like in a cymatic field, you create interference patterns which have information, like people as Erwin Laszlo are saying. Well, if you put those sound information which come into our body as vibration and they get translated into light, so those chromosomes in our DNA can really transform sound and light into energy changes. And here it comes, those energy changes coming from the fundamental vibration of sound and light change membrane forms, change the pH values in our blood, in water, and change even all biochemical action. So biochemical action and substances is not the fundamental reality in our bodies. It just follows vibration.
If you hear this, this can be used for beneficial purposes, but can also be abused. So this is kind of very powerful information.
Yes, like people like in the esoteric reality and in the occult manifestation, of course, know this. You can use it for white magic, but also, unfortunately, for black magic. And that's those scalar electromagnetic energies are being used, so that's proof that they're really real, in the super war technology in secret. So, but if you use, because I like to see the light and bright side of things, not the dark side, and yes, of course, there's this other side, but it can be overwhelmed by light, like cancer can be overwhelmed by our internal light and become a coherent field, and that cell just changes in the normal state because it gets such strong energy from the light side. I see it like this. If you can use those same technologies and the same insights, the same knowledge for non-local healing, free energy, and for medicine, which is not medicine you pay for and get taxed for, so just medicine of energy, sound, and light, and vibration, we can start to heal each other and heal the planet in a fundamental way, which has been done in the past probably, and which I think the world really, really needs.
John, yeah, it sounds wonderful. John, you have probably heard of maybe of Stephen Greer of Disclosure Project, and he mentioned in his CSETI program, CE5 protocols, he talks about thought coherent sequencing. Have you heard of that, that there's a group, mind, and that you can actually create also like a distortion field, and they call it thought coherent sequencing. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I've read about his latest book. What's it again? Sacred Knowledge or something like that?
Forbidden Knowledge,
Hidden
yeah.
Truth? Forbidden Knowledge, Hidden Truth. Okay, and I'm referencing some of his work and thoughts in my book Blueprint, because what I thought was amazing, that he was talking about ET technology being like a technology of consciousness. We might have a consciousness technology, but they have a technological consciousness, which is the first thing, because consciousness is everything. It's also the fundamental field of sound, light, and energy, because these are the thought fields which can manifest. Here we have again the hint word coherence. Coherence means it's related. It's a strong energy. Coherent, in a way, is a resonance. In sound, for instance, when you have all those military people walking across, how do you call it, the bridge, and they do it in phase at the same time with the same movement, the bridge could even collapse because it's that powerful. That's what resonance does. It puts constructive interference of different sound waves into one phase, one speed. So the peaks are at the same time and the low ends are at the same time, and you get amplified signals. So resonance means that something can get bigger and amplified, and that's exactly what sound can do. It can create sacred space. Well, if you load intention, consciousness, and visualization onto that, like Jonathan Goldman is saying, frequency plus intention is healing, and he's also saying visualization plus frequency, I believe, is manifestation. And that's, of course, what those Tibetan monks have been doing, and maybe what has been done in the old civilizations, like in Egypt, because sound can be even like an occult force used for levitation and anti-gravity, like people as Tesla knew electricity-wise, and John Keeley, at the same time, at the same age, knew, which could be done with just attaching a small wire to an object and using sound and certain harmonic chords to get the levitation going, as if sound and light can change the course of the dimensional changes, as if it goes to another dimension and just changes objects in the physics we do not have grasped yet. So it just changes the weights, and some things get invisible and change back. So NASA knows about this stuff, and a lot of scientists now are trying to do stuff with not magnetic levitation, but with sound levitation. Also, nanotechnology is a way of doing stuff like that. So,
yes, I don't want to go too fast. because that's something that I must do. You're listening live to John Kulis, interviewing John Konzermulder. If you now want to know more about him, go to healingsoundmovement.com. healingsoundmovement.com, and you're listening live on bbsradio.com every Saturday. There is a Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine, and I have the opportunity now that people can phone in, so take pen and paper so that you can actually phone in for questions live. You can do that. The phone number is 877, that's for the United States, 877, then 876, and then 5227. I will repeat, for the United States, will be 877, 876-5227. And for the Canadians, is 888-815-9756. I will repeat, for the Canadians, is 888-815-9756. That is for the Canadians. So if people want to go from outside the United States and Canada, it's also possible to call that. You go just go to bbsradio.com and look for the station one and click on the button, and you can see the phone number for the direct line. So there is something else that I wish to talk about. That is John Reed. He did some remarkable experiments with the work of Hans Jenny of Cymatics, and what he discovered is that if you do, if you have a membrane, what you have on a drum, and you put some powder on it, and you use some frequencies, sounds, then you see a strange complex structures appear, and very, very beautiful to see, almost crystalline-like structures. And what he discovered that certain frequencies and certain sounds and vibrations are different where you're at. So if you, let's say if you are in the cathedral in England, you get some you know, symbolism appear that correlates with the Gothic or what you see there, all those symbolism that you can find in nearby. And if you go to Egypt in the pyramid and you do also use cymatics, they found symbols appear comparable with the scripture that you can find in Egypt. And if you go to Australia with the Aborigines, and then they do also using cymatics experiments with sound formation and powder on membrane, and then you see symbolism comparable with the language or the symbolism of the Aborigines or the you know, the indigenous people of Australia. So there's a connection not only with the frequency itself and the frequency having impact on matter, but also where you are. And sacred geometry of a church, sacred geometry of the pyramid, or being in Australia, in the outback.
That's amazing, because I'm writing a whole chapter of about cymatics in my book, and it's also referring to Hans Jenny's work, of course, but also Chladni figures and Lisa Shu figures, and even the older stuff of the what's called the harmonograph. So you can see that all those harmonic relations and numerical relations of sound and vibration actually create form. They are the underlying vibration. But I think it's interesting because it reminds me of a very fascinating study Gariev is doing. I'm talking to him about the stuff I'm running in the book, and he told me about the DNA phantom effect some bit more. And actually what that is, even in a very dark room, there are still virtual light photons, because the virtual reality is what I call the real reality, because it still gives, continuously all the time, it gives energy to this manifestation of what we call the normal light, between brackets. And it goes back after it has given its energy to manifest. And this goes on all the time, as if there is a world, which, as in the movie The Matrix, and a hidden world beside this matrix, which still feeds those this illusion, this Maya of the 3D world. Well, it's the same with light. So in a dark room, you have virtual photons. Okay. So you have a random presence of those virtual photons. You can measure that. Okay. But when you put a piece of DNA in there, in that room, something fascinating happens. The virtual photons in the dark room start to structure themselves.
Wow.
So they become to have an arrangement. Something happens in those virtual photons, and they start spiraling around the DNA. And that's amazing, of course, because that shows that DNA can influence the very stuff our whole world is made of. So the quantum field of life, zero point energy, akasha, call it whatever you want. Chi, okay, vril, ought, I already gave some names. But this zero point energy compromises all, connects all, and permeates all that is. Okay, so what if DNA can change that? That's amazing. But the more crazy stuff is, if you would cut off my leg, please don't, it would be possible that I can have phantom pain. We can't explain that in normal science because there are no neurons, no substances, no signals signaling to my brain I have pain. So there's a fundamental field of energy which is still there. That's why we call it phantom pain. But it's the same reason why Gurdjieff is calling it the phantom DNA effect, because if you put away that DNA sample in the dark room, something amazing happens. You would expect, okay, then those changes, which are magical in the first place, in the virtual photon arrangements, which become organized when DNA is there, of course, have to stop organizing themselves and get more scrambled and more chaotic. No, the field can change for 1 to 3 months. So that changed field of information, just because you put DNA in there, changes the virtual photon fields of, let's call the field of life, and it keeps on changing that field for a few months. So that's also the torsion field power, the pyramid power of objects. So, yes, it's strange to hear that those cymatics patterns change wherever you are, but at the same time, frequency plus intention is healing. So the intention, the sound wave, is just a courier wave of consciousness, and a consciousness in another place, in another geometry, is different. You already have the geometry changes, like in the church or something, which creates sacred space and also gets imprinted on those sound utterance of someone speaking to that cymatic device on that plate. But you also have that field of everything which connects everything to everything, basically, which can be changed in that space, because like in the DNA in that room, it changes the virtual photon flux, like the gathering of the virtual light. Well, if you have other energies in other spaces, you might expect that the quantum field locally over there has a different structure than somewhere else, based on meditations, visualizations, holy places, sacred spaces, whatever. So, yes, it's amazing that this field of life can even manifest itself in the utterance of sound, which creates form, which is a magical thing in the first place. Another thing I want to tell you is that the old Hebrew and Sanskrit languages really are spiritually acoustic and electromagnetic languages, because if someone, I live here in Holland, if someone would say an A or an B, that's the A or B in the American language, well, you sure as hell don't get a written A like our alphabet is saying in that cymatic form. And if someone can, I'm going to bring him to the Parapsychological Institute over here because I want to research him. But you don't get those frequency imprints of the language. But if you do it with the old Hebrew language or the old Sanskrit, Stantenen and Dan Winter found this out, and it's being replicated, this research.
Yes, I've met Stantenen and Dan Winter in Amsterdam.
Sorry?
I met both Stantenen and Dan Winter. I met them in Amsterdam.
Well, then you probably might have heard that they did this research with cymatics.
Yes.
And
yes,
with those Hebrew letters. And when you pronounce them into matter, into sand or whatever, you get the actual forms of those letters. So how about that? There's some knowledge back there in the old cultures, the ancients, which knew about the reality of vibration, because the language started off from the vibration, not the other way around. That's amazing.
Also, it's amazing that the alphabet of the Hebrew alphabet, also of the Greek alphabet, it's a representation of a shadow of a 3D object that is a torus. It's a, like a,
yes,
if you have a ram's horn, you have this spiral movement and then going inwards in itself again, then you have a kind of a torus. But it is also a spiral motion what you have with the ram's horn. And if you shine light on this 3D object, you get a shadow, and the shadow is also the alphabet on the angle of the light hitting the object.
Yes, I know that work of Stantenen, and it's amazing because what it tells are two things. that everything which we find out in water, the importance of water I already stated, but also in implosion instead of explosion, and also this vortex motion and those scalar waves and torsion waves, because they all have this spiral connection downwards, as if you are going to a shower and your water is going down the drain. It has this spiral movement. So, and I call it, in Dutch we say door het gaatje gaan, so going through the hole, because you get to the vortex, and when it goes the other way around, gets wider, you get this vortex. The torus, the double vortex. So Champagne used that. And the other thing it's saying, if language is like a shadow, I'm thinking, by the way, of Plato's cave. People also have their realities there based on shadows of things they see, not of the real things they see. So,
it is important that people realize it is a shadow of a 3D object, and that is important.
That's what I mean. So it's multidimensional. Our language is multidimensional, and this is amazing, because now I'm going to step in and connect it to crop circles, because if you see crop circles, is what we would call a 2D visualization process, right? It's like a slice of my brain, like an MRI scan. You can have slices everywhere of my brain. Please don't, the same with my leg, please don't. But if you would, you would get an MRI scan. But if you do it a bit skew or a bit lower, you get a different geometry, because you get different forms on different coordinates. It's the same, I think, with crop circles. It's like a slice of 2D for us. But in the unseen frequencies, it's more of a sphere of total information being imprinted onto and into the earth. So like the language is 2D for us, just simple letters on a page, it's actually 3D information. So what the crop circles might be doing, we think it's 2D information and a beautiful form. They are. No, it's more than that. It's 3D or higher D, higher dimensional information and codes. But because we live in a 3D world and the soil is like a flat surface, you only have the flat imprint of that crop circle. But as I now know, there are also light circles and sand circles, because they are also hanging already as a hologram in the air. And unless they get disturbed, they are being put down in lower octaves of sound and light. That's how I see it. And being put down in that 2D field. So we see it as a 2D geometry manifestation, but it's higher dimensional in its codes.
And maybe we on a subconscious already know this. It's like what I just told you, that we actually reawaken, that we activate our, what is dormant, what is waiting to be triggered, and that through these crop circles, people are accelerated or triggered to become faster, that they have faster access of who they truly are. And I think, and you use visualization combined with sacred sounds as well. So can you tell me more about where people can get more information about you and your sounds and your productions? What you do?
Yeah, well, at www.healingsoundmovement.com, you can read all about me and my research and listen to some music as well. And we also do healing sound movement workshops. And my girlfriend Renske Skills is the singer on the Liquid Geometry album and the Sacred Geometry Kit of Janos. But she's also a Qigong instructor, so we also combine Qigong with Qi dance, what we call, and healing sound movement workshops. But also music-wise, which is on the site, I've been doing, let's call it the meditation on distance with Judith Moore and Sean Sands in Canada with a harmonic opening in August. And it was amazing because basically Judith Moore got into contact with seven star councils. And what was amazing, that Renske and I were in a trance-like state, and she received the word Amenti, and she uttered that. And I knew about Amenti being on the Sphinx in Egypt at all, and being a stargate system, as in the book Voyages, being described there. But Amenti, she didn't know that. So she became a bit of a medium and started uttering sounds and asked if I could put down the recorder there. And, of course, I recorded it and made some beautiful music, which is on the book, by the way. But the craziest thing is that people who are more perceptible to the multidimensional and holographic reality actually can come into contact with these councils, with these dimensions, by just listening to music. So it was an amazing experience for me to see that it really became a bit of a portal with high channeled information. So I was not even sure if it would work for me, but it seems to work for other people as well who don't have a clue about the music, but just listening to it, and it creates opening. So it's really true that sounds is also our 3D, between brackets, sound, like Plato and Pythagoras already knew, is the carrier wave between all those dimensions. And with normal sounds, you can resonate with light and higher cosmic energies and with the pure sounds, the universal sound, let's put it this way. Yeah.
Yes, you have done 50 international releases so far, labels like Sony, Warner, Eagle, etc. So you're actually really into being an international producer of this kind of, not only this kind of work, but also more into jazz and mood jazz. And I've listened to that. Wonderful done. Beautiful music, I must say. And what I recommend everybody is to go to healingsoundmovement.com. I will repeat, go to healingsoundmovement.com, and there you can see all about it. There's also an English page if you are from England, or for English language. And yes, I know that you're having a book coming up. In short, can you tell me about your book that's coming up in 2008, in January?
Yeah, the book is called Blueprint, The Multidimensional Reality of Creation and Manifestation. And briefly, it's about the underlying vibration of sound, light, energy, number, sacred geometry, water. It has a chapter about light and biophotons and electromagnetism, a chapter about the ether, zero-point energy, Akasha, Vril, Art, whatever you want to call it, so that fundamental life field.
How many pages?
It has a chapter about... Sorry?
How many pages?
Sorry?
How many pages?
The book?
Yeah.
The book or the chapter? The book is about, becomes about 300 pages, I think, actually.
Okay.
And it includes a CD with all those acoustic and spiritual experiments with sound reaching light and higher vibration. But it has a chapter about the holographic reality, a chapter about DNA, a chapter about the musical reality, about cymatics, about sound healing, the power of thirds and the work of John Keeley, and a chapter about scalar electromagnetism, crop circles, sense circles, and the multidimensional reality.
Wonderful. I have a deep respect for Janosch, what you mentioned, where you work together with sacred geometry, and also that you have in the sand, you make some kind of crop circles, but not in the crops, but on sand. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. But Janosch, I guess a good friend of yours, his website is D and then dash and then Arcturions. I will spell it. It's V, it's like T-H-E, and then dash and then Arcturions.com. Arcturions. This D-dash Arcturions. And I've been there. It's an amazing website from Janosch. I think you work together with him.
Yeah, that was a synchronicity happening in our lives that Sounds True loved the music. At the same time, Janosch was loving it, and Sounds True was looking for music specially produced for this kid. So I started doing that and became friends with Janosch. And the interesting thing is he just did a big show again here in Holland, but we are also planning touring together, because what I saw in a bit of a vision, I saw his holograms and his images, which really imprint information, is very strong, especially the changing of the holograms, so the changing into other forms, which is a bit like a cymatic experience, but then in slow down. And I saw Renske already, because I'm doing that with Renske, with live shows in our music, then we create sacred space, we create geometry, because I have what I call my ether machines, my zero-point energy machines, which I physically don't touch, but I can make wind sounds with it, drum sounds, pitch sounds, bass sounds. I can filter my music. I can put the volume down. So actually, by moving my hands as a magician in the air, in the zero-point energy field, you might say, I change the light information which comes out of the machine, which is coupled to oscillators and sound-producing machines. So I'm making geometry with my hands while changing the music and adding music or filtering music. And Renske, as a choreographer and Qigong instructor and a singer, is singing live, but it's also working with her flags and everything, and the Qigong movements and martial art movements, like very slow movements to create geometry. So she's making torsion fields with her body and her whole movements. So that sound becomes a whole spectrum of information of a sacred space. Well, if you put that onto a stage with the information of Janos at the background and combining this all, my thought was it would become like a total synesthesia experience where all your inputs get downloaded, and it could be very intense and beautiful at the same time. So that's what we are planning to do with some of his projects in America, because, of course, he's being released by Sounds True, and so is My Liquid Geometry and Sacred Geometry CD in there, and probably the book in the future. So it's interesting, of course, to do stuff in America.
Yes, your Liquid Geometry, for the people who are just coming in, CD can be, you have to go to SoundsTrue.com for your CD, Liquid Geometry. Can you tell us a little bit more about that CD that you made?
Yeah, it's a special collaboration together with Renske. Actually, it became the start of a very spiritual experience, because Renske was pregnant. And while the baby, Ishaya, was still in her belly, I started making very lovely, soulful songs, which I cried about a lot, because it really touched me. So it wasn't even meant to be a commercial product in a way. But, of course, because the soul was really attached to it, and it was really, really pure, people loved it. And then Sounds True got into touch with that information, and Janos loved the music. So that was the start of the Liquid Geometry release with Sounds True, and it's a bit of a combination between the different elements I do, because I sell different CDs. People can sell or buy my CDs, by the way, by just contacting me directly at healingsoundmovement.com, because you can listen to some music. But I have a CD called DNA Music, which is more intricate healing, inner healing, spiritual ritual, which is more for initiation, ceremonies, rituals, which has more ethnic elements and percussive elements, planetary consciousness CD, which is more, call it ET, multidimensional space soundtrack sounding, and the Liquid Geometry CD is more a combination of all those elements, so the ethnic stuff, the meditation stuff, percussive stuff, spacey stuff, so it's a bit more like a real arranged album and compositions. And there's a new album coming out, and which can be purchased throughout me and my website, which contains very interesting recordings of the old man. He's a Dutch guy, and he doesn't even know what he's saying with his higher self. But when he, well, it's not a transformation, but let's call it when he transforms into the old man, an old man comes through, and sometimes it sounds like a Native American type, and sometimes it even becomes a bit like a Japanese, but you can really sense that it's a soul language of vibration, and it's very strong, and I've used that in music, and some of that music gets on my book also, on that CD, but people can buy a complete album throughout the website and throughout me now, because I just finished it.
Yes, you will be in the future invited, if you are able, to also be a part of, if you are you know, up to it, of a conference that I'm going to organize in the future. And for those who don't know, I'm going to invite David Icke, Michael Tosarian, Jordan Maxwell, those giants, and also about crop circles will also be discussed. So yes, I definitely want you to have been part of that conference if you are able. So it would be an honor if you would do this.
Well, I'm able and I'm up to it.
Wonderful.
So I would love to.
Yes. I want to thank you so much for being a part of this radio show. I have to round it up. I will not close the radio yet, because I have some other important messages that I want to share with the radio. But I want to thank you for being a part of this radio show. You did a wonderful job of explaining your work. And I wish you all the good luck and success in your future endeavors.
Okay, likewise. And thank you very much for asking me.
Okay, wonderful. This was John Consemulder, and if you want to know more about him, go to his website, and you will, you know, Sound Healing Movement. Let's just have to go back and look for the website. I just, there it is, healingsoundmovement.com. Okay, dear people, I want to some important messages for before I'm going to close up this radio show. I urge you, everybody, to go to. It's a kind of request or quest for everybody, go to the website called the 5th November of November the 5th. Give me a second. Give me the exact link. I'm on my front page of my Untold Mysteries site, untoldmysteries.eu or untoldmysteries.com. Because there is a revolution coming on. Go to, and there's the website. I found it finally. thisnovember5th.com. So this November and then 5th.com. The reason that I bring this up, because onepoll2008.com needs to make a real change, you know, this opportunity that the whole mainstream media will wake up, because this is an initiative of the thisnovember5th.com is a very important initiative. And if more and more people are waking up, that we have a chance of make a difference, and people need to go there. And there's also a laptop brigade initiative. So just Google Ron Paul and then laptop brigade. Now, when you type that in, you will see there's a very wonderful YouTube clip, approximately 2 minutes or 3 minutes, talks about it, that in the old-fashioned way is that you have all those banners and this protest boards, and that you want to support Ron Paul. But you can also use a laptop computer and go door by door and showing the material of the best material of Ron Paul. You can do that. And I'm not political minded to promote any political party, but Ron Paul stands for something else. He's doing something that JFK was killed for. So I will repeat. What Ron Paul is wanting to do is what John F. Kennedy is killed for, including his brother, Robert Kennedy. So if you do some research about Ron Paul, you will find out that he stands for what Robert and John F. Kennedy wants to do. He wants to, dismantle the CIA in a good fashion. He wants to get rid of the IRS. He wants to expose the Federal Reserve and of course, reform it or change it, because it has been created on a false pretenses. People have been duped, being influenced, deceived. If you study 1913, what happened there, and how it's connected to the Federal Reserve being a private initiative, private bankers, and they work together with the IRS to so-called pay the debt. Now, if you know it's a fraud in the first place that they can create money out of out of thin air, then you have to realize that part of the problem is that we have a corrupt system. And the only person that still is alive to talk about this in a political way is Ron Paul. He's the only one who dares to talk about this, because you can consider them the mafia. I mean, IRS and the Federal Reserve are, in my opinion, mafia. And he's courage and very courageous to bring this to the people, you know, that we have to change that. And, of course, Patriot Act 1 and 2 being very unconstitutional is also important that he... People say, I don't know who he is. Maybe he's also controlled opposition. Maybe we have to doubt him. Maybe he's another puppet. Then I have an answer to that, too. If you study his voting record, you know, he's 72 years old, and you just study it, what he stands for, he actually, you know, is very consistent. You know, he's not someone who says something and does the other. So I hope that Americans, there is also a website called Europeans 4ronpaul.blogspot.com. I initiated for Europeans for Ron Paul, and I hope that more and more people are supporting his cause. And if you want to donate another amount, a smaller amount, even if symbolically speaking, that you help him, you can go to ronpaul2008.com, because I think... America will get their dignity back and install democracy in your own country. You see what I mean? And the media has failed of giving you real choices. You know, they try to not allow you to know about Ron Paul or what he stands for in the beginning. But now, because of you, because of the people and the grassroots movement, they forced Ron Paul to have equally amount of time of speaking and coverage in the media. So slowly, the media is getting afraid of the public. And that's good. Is that a good thing? Because they're supposed to serve us. You see what I mean? You know, the media is supposed to serve us and not the multinationals. So more and more mainstream journalists are afraid of the grassroots movement because they know from, you know, what is your loyalty? Is your loyalty the truth or is your loyalty to serve the New World Order agenda? So I ask you and I urge you to go to this November 5 and then th5th.com or go to ronpaul2008.com. And I'm so happy that America gets their dignity back because of him and that you actually radiate freedom instead of censorship and Patriot Act and all of that, all unconstitutional initiatives by dictator Bush. And most people love Americans, but they don't like Bush. You see what I mean? And I know that the that Bush has the lowest approval rating ever. So that is interesting. Why is that? Why does Bush have the lowest approval rating ever? I mean, think about that. So and most Europeans have no problems with Americans. It is the Bush syndicate that is the problem. And, of course, the Cheneys and the... Okay, and there's one other thing. Do a Google search: how to make Americans angry. So how do you make Americans angry? That is a wonderful video presentation of how they lie to you, and that you hear in their own words, in their own mouth. You can hear Cheney, Rumsfeld, Bush, and you can hear their own words contradicting themselves all the time, and that they lie and deceive. And so there is something on Google Video and YouTube called How to Make Americans Angry. And then maybe you say, indeed, now I'm really pissed off and angry, and we're going to support Ron Paul, because this is important. Thank you so much for listening to Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine. I know this is political, what I did, but I think it's necessary, because he's the exception. And I think he has a good heart. He's not radical. He's just having a sense, you know, a good sense of reality, how you can change it, and how you can actually, there's hope. And he's not alone. Because of the backing up of the people, it can happen that he gets assistance and he gets support also by very good people that helping him. You know, it's not only he doing it. It's a combination of both. So thank you again for listening and see you next time on Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine on bbsradio.com. My name is John Kudus from the Netherlands. See you next time. Bye-bye.